Ever feel like marketing is moving at a million miles an hour these days? Trying to keep up with every new trend can feel like you're already a million steps behind, you know?
It's definitely a fast-paced world out there.
But what if we could use some of those new developments to our advantage?
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder.
That's what we're diving into today, AI for marketing.
Sounds good to me.
We're going to be taking a deep dive into a course called Say Sison.
Okay.
It was created by Utsukuse, and it seems like he's really got his finger on the pulse of this whole AI marketing explosion.
Interesting. What have you learned about it so far?
So from what I gather, it's all about equipping marketers, entrepreneurs, really anyone, with the skills they need to use AI for, well, better marketing. Think of it like a crash course on the cutting edge of AI and marketing.
A crash course.
I like it.
And, I don't know about you, but I'm all about that. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to start with the foundation. This course is built around a pretty classic marketing model, the RACI funnel.
Ah, yes, a classic for a reason. Reach, act, convert, engage.
Exactly. It's the roadmap of the customer journey. And what I find so fascinating about this course is that it doesn't just throw a bunch of AI tools at you and say, go forth and market. It actually breaks down how AI can be applied at each stage of that race funnel.
That's smart. It grounds the technology in a framework that's already familiar to marketers.
Right. So starting with that first stage, reach, how does this course suggest using AI to actually, reach people? Well, think about all the time we spend crafting the perfect social media post, writing ad copy, trying to create eye-catching visuals. What if AI could take some of that off your plate?
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Less time on tedious tasks, more time for actual strategizing.
Precisely. And the course really emphasizes that. It's not just about AI generating any content, it's about generating the right content for the right audience.
How does it propose doing that?
There's a lot of focus on using AI to really zero in on your ideal customer, identifying who they are, what they're interested in, where they hang out online. It's all about making sure your message is reaching the people who are actually most likely to, well, care about it.
Makes sense. So we've piqued their interest. They're aware of our brand. Now what? That's where ACT comes in, right?
You got it. And this is where things get really interesting because it's not enough to just be passively consuming content anymore. People crave engagement. They want to interact. This course highlights how AI can create those interactive experiences that really draw people in, things like quizzes, polls, those sorts of things.
I like where this is going.
And, even personalized recommendations. AI can do that too. The point is, it's about cutting through all the noise and giving people a reason to not just see your message, but actually do something with it.
It's about sparking that aha moment that gets them to take action. And speaking of captivating content, the source mentions AI for video, something I think we both know is kind of exploding right now.
It's definitely having its moment.
But what are your thoughts on AI-generated video? What's the verdict? Is it good, bad, somewhere in between?
I think it's still early days, but the potential is huge. Think about using AI to transform a dense blog post into a snappy video, or to quickly create social media content that pops. While the quality can be a mixed bag sometimes, their potential for engagement is definitely undeniable.
It's like having an on-demand video editor at your fingertips. But even if we nail the whole engagement thing, we still need people to actually open up their wallets, right? Which brings us to the convert stage of the funnel.
Exactly. And that's where the analytical power of AI starts to really shine. We're talking about using AI to analyze how your campaigns are performing in real time. Forget about throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. This is about using data-driven insights to constantly optimize on the fly.
So we're talking laser-focused marketing.
Exactly. And to really take that personalization to the next level, the course dives into something called prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering. Now that's a new one. What is that exactly?
It's basically learning how to talk to AI. Figuring out how to craft your requests in a way that gets you exactly what you need from these AI tools. So instead of getting these generic responses, they're creating hyper-personalized content for you, whether it's for your website or in emails.
So you're saying we need to learn to become AI whisperers. I like it.
Exactly. And it has massive potential when it comes to boosting conversions. Imagine a world where every interaction someone has with your brand feels tailor-made just for them. Like it was designed with their specific needs and interests in mind.
Okay, that's next level personalization. I'm intrigued. But before we go any further down that rabbit hole, We've got to remember that converting a visitor isn't the finish line, is it? We want them to stick around, become loyal customers.
That's where Engage comes in.
Exactly. The often overlooked final stage of the RACI funnel.
And I'd argue the most important.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, keeping those existing customers happy and coming back for more, that's way more efficient in the long run than constantly scrambling to find new ones.
Couldn't agree more. And this course actually dives into some really cool ways AI can help with that Engage piece.
Yeah.
You know, imagine being able to send out these hyper-personalized email newsletters, almost like you're reading your subscribers' minds.
Okay, that would be amazing. No more generic blasts that just end up in the spam folder.
Right. Or picture this, an AI-powered loyalty program that goes way beyond those standard discounts. We're talking about using AI to figure out what each customer actually values and rewarding them with things they'll truly appreciate.
Now, that's smart. It's about building genuine relationships with your customer.
Exactly. It's about showing them that you see them, you understand them, and you're invested in providing them with real value.
Which ultimately leads to them sticking around longer and, you know, spending more money with you. It's a win-win.
Precisely. But all of this sounds great in theory, but how does this course actually teach people to do it? That's the million-dollar question, right?
Well, that's what I'm so curious about because, you know, it's one thing to talk about the amazing things AI can do, but it's another thing entirely to actually be able to put it into practice.
Right. Anyone can talk a big game.
Yeah, exactly. But from what I've seen, practical application is a huge part of this course. In fact, they actually highlight that it's 70% hands-on. It's not just about understanding the what of AI marketing. It's about mastering the how.
Which makes sense. It's like you don't learn to drive by just reading the driver's manual, right?
Exactly. You've got to get behind the wheel, get some experience under your belt. And it seems like this course is designed to take you from AI curious to AI confident, giving you the keys to the car, so to speak.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So who's this AI-powered marketing machine best suited for?
Yeah. Who exactly is the target audience for this course?
Well, it seems like they're really focusing on two main groups. First, you've got your marketing professionals, those who are already working in the field and are looking for ways to, you know, stay ahead of the curve and level up their skills. And then you've got your entrepreneurs, you know, the ones who wear all the hats, including the marketing one, and are always looking for an edge.
So anyone who's ready to move beyond just the hype of AI and actually implement those practical strategies that can make a real difference in their business.
Absolutely. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of walking the walk, the source material talks about how AI can help create content that adds value. What does that even mean in practice?
That's a great question because value can definitely be a bit of a nebulous term, can it?
It can be pretty subjective depending on who you ask.
Exactly. But in a marketing context, I think it really boils down to this. Are you providing something that your audience genuinely finds useful, informative, or entertaining?
So it's not just about churning out content for the sake of it.
No, it has to have a purpose. It has to resonate with your audience on some level.
So how can our listeners figure out what valuable looks like for their specific audience?
Well, I think it starts with really understanding your audience. What are their pain points? What are their aspirations? What kind of content are they already engaging with? It's about tapping into that deep understanding of your audience and then figuring out how AI can help you amplify that.
So it's not about AI replacing your knowledge or expertise.
No, not at all. It's about AI augmenting it, making you even better at what you do.
Okay, I like where this is going. So give us some concrete examples. How can we combine that deep understanding of our audience with the power of AI to create something truly valuable?
Right, so let's say you're a fashion retailer. Maybe you use AI to create personalized style guides or virtual try-on experiences based on a customer's preferences and past purchases.
Okay, that's cool. What about other industries? Say, someone in the food industry, what could they do?
Let's say you run a meal kit delivery service. You could use AI to generate personalized recipes based on a customer's dietary restrictions, taste preferences, you name it.
Right, so instead of just sending them a random assortment of meals each week,
you're tailoring the experience to their individual needs and preferences, making them much more likely to stick around as a customer.
It's about finding those sweet spots where AI can help you deliver that extra level of personalization and value that just wasn't possible before.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole AI marketing thing so exciting. The possibilities really are endless.
It's amazing to think about the possibilities.
It really is. It's like we're just scratching the surface of what AI can do for marketing.
Totally. This whole conversation has really got my wheels turning. I'm starting to see how AI can be so much more than just a passing trend, you know? It's really a powerful tool when used the right way.
I agree. You can't just sprinkle AI on everything and expect magic.
Right, it's not a magic bullet.
But when used strategically, it can completely change the game, help you create amazing experiences for your audience, and ultimately, reach your marketing goals.
And this course gets us through this Sling School. It sounds like it really digs into all of that. It's like, here's how you actually use this stuff.
Yeah, it seems like a great resource for anyone who's serious about incorporating AI into their work, no matter what level they're starting at.
Exactly. Whether you're just dipping your toes into the AI pool or you're already swimming laps around everyone else.
It's about staying ahead of the curve, right? Because this technology isn't slowing down anytime soon.
Not at all. If anything, it's only going to get more advanced, more accessible.
And that's why it's so important to invest in yourself, invest in learning these skills now so you're not left behind later.
Absolutely. Future-proof your marketing skills.
Exactly. And the best part is, it's never too late to start.
I like that. Never too late to start. So, as we wrap up this deep dive on AI marketing, what's one big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
That's a good question. I think it would be this. Don't be afraid to experiment. Jump in, get your hands dirty, play around with different AI tools and strategies, and see what works best for you and your business.
That's great advice, because at the end of the day, the best way to learn is by doing.
Exactly. Embrace the learning process. Have fun with it.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, we'll let you go. Thanks for joining us for this exciting deep dive into the world of AI marketing. We'll see you next time.